This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour now, the introductions for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As usual, Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com. And you'll see the list of the top 10 stories this week and the people that are on the list as well. Michael's going to go through them for your benefit, and then we'll talk about some of the things that have happened in the conversation world this past week, the ins and outs. Michael, though, please bring us the stories, the update on people as well.
All right. Here are the stories, Doug. At number 10, we have MLB and NBA playoffs action. The NBA is in that great part of its season where it's the playoffs, and that's a whole season unto itself. It goes forever. At number 9, Diaz-Canal to lead Cuba. At number 8, Barbara Bush dies, and that's tied with Israel's 70th anniversary. At number 7, Southwest 1380 emergency landing. At number 6, the Philly Starbucks arrests case. At number 5, the U.S.-North Korea talks, and that's tied with Trump's Syria policy. At number 4, California sanctuary cities battle, and that's tied with the Mexico border security issues. At number 3, Russia sanctions controversy. Number 2, the Cohen-Hannity relationship. Number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation, and that's tied with the Comey book. The names in the news. At number 10, Miguel Diaz-Canel. At number 9, Barbara Bush. At number 8, Mike Pompeo and Kim Jong-un. Number 7, Jerry Brown. Number 6, Nikki Haley. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Michael Cohen and Sean Hannity. Number 3, Robert Mueller and Vladimir Putin. Number 2, James Comey. Number 1, Donald J. Trump. There you go.
There it is. Okay. So let's talk about how much help it is or isn't when it comes to book sales to have people like Comey come on your radio program. There are a lot of, he's already been on some talk radio shows and is scheduled to be on more next week. How much help really is it, do you think, for book sales promotions like this to be discussed or the contents of the book discussed on talk radio programs?
Well, in the sale of anything, it helps to be in the media. I mean, it doesn't hurt. People are not going to say, I'm not going to buy that book now. So it helps. It's a matter of how much. I find it has to do with the subject matter and the author of the book. Just being on talk radio with a book, if it's not an engaging subject or an engaging individual, I don't think it sells that much. The book publishing business is not what it used to be. But if you have something that's, dynamo of curiosity, gossip, intrigue, and timeliness, such as the Comey book or the Michael Wolff book or, several books a year come out, it helps to be in the media and to be interviewed. It doesn't hurt, and you could sell a lot of books, and you could sell a lot more books by talking to the people that are interested in that type of subject, and you got a ton of them listening to talk radio.
Well, I think I'm not moved by these kinds of books anyway because they're pretty pejorative, pretty one-sided. Sometimes there's interesting things in it, but because of what we do for a living, we can get it's like a bad. When you look in the movies and you see the preview of the movie, the bad previews are the ones that tell you the whole story, so you don't have to go to the movie. And in the Comey book, I think we've heard all there is that is of value in the book, so why bother to read it?
Well,
that's my spin.
That is the take that most objective observers have said. Of course, it's the take that pro-Trump people feel, and that's to be expected. But objective observers have said, okay, what else is in there? See, the conventional wisdom here among what I consider to be smart people that are honest and seek truth is that Comey hasn't come up with anything that is factual nature.
Right.
It's his observations of a man whom we all have been observing under the microscope now for a couple of years since he's gotten into presidential politics. And we were all kind of interested in him as a passing curiosity, not even a passing one, as an ongoing curiosity for decades.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So my colleague on the DJV show, Victoria Keelan's friend, is with the publishing outfit that's done the Comey book. And she said this week that they are all surprised because they didn't think the book was going to do that well. Apparently, it's doing very well. And no one can understand it because most Republicans say, I'm not buying that book. The Democrats say, we already know what's in it, so we're not buying it.
Well, people say.
So who's buying it?
What people say, people that are buying it are the people that are buying it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people out there. This whole thing of everybody I talk to says, it's such a naive expression and such a it indicates such a limited provincial view of the world. You can't view the world anymore by, you know, what your friends think.
That's a very good point, Michael.
Yeah, but people do that. You hear that all the time. Everybody I know listens to
it. I'm not going
to
read that book.
You know, right.
Yeah. Right. Well, but there is interesting stuff in it. But is it damning? Is it going to bring down the president?
No, nothing about Trump's personal life, unless they find out that he used to knock guys off and covered it up. I mean, unless he committed crimes that are really serious crimes that are unknown. But nothing about his slimy lifestyle is going to bring him down.
Because that's
already been voted on many times in the court of public opinion. Move on.
Yep.
I mean, it's still fun to talk about it, but it's not concrete evidence toward, what, impeachment?
I find it boring, actually.
Anybody that wants impeachment is very, very short-sighted because, what, if you hate him politically, you're going to wind up with Pence? You think you're going to be better off with Mike Pence? then your troubles will really begin.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. I'm a reality check.
Right. And if he's impeached, the passionate 35% to 40% of this country that stand behind Trump, they're going to be even more incensed that they were ripped off, that they were raped by the deep state or whatever it is, whatever boogeyman they fear is hiding in the closet.
The boogeyman.
Seriously,
we should have a category: the boogie on the Tucker Dude Countdown Show. This week's boogeyman of the week.
Right, the boogeyman.
Boogeyman. Ooh. This week, the boogeyman is Miguel Diaz-Canel.
Yes,
he's going to take over those commies in Cuba.
Right.
Bad news, man.
Continuation of the Castro philosophy.
Ooh, you commies.
Hear that already? He's gonna. Right. He wants continuity. Well, yeah. What's he going to say? I'm going to change things. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's going to change things.
Right.
He's 50-something years old.
Lots of time.
The country's been in the hand. How old are the Castros? 120 years old each?
I mean, Fidel's so old, he's dead, and Raul's dead.
That's right. Fidel, last I heard, he's dead.
He's done. He's still dead.
Yeah.
All right, 15 after the hour on the target.
Are you okay?
The charts for the week of April 16th to the 20th in discussion mode. Plus, we are going to note with sadness the passing of two very important figures in the world of talk radio. Coming up, a reminder about your sleep patterns, or a question maybe more than anything else. Michael, did you get a good night's sleep last night? You sleep well? I never have talked to you about your sleep habits. I don't know why.
I sleep very well, but sometimes you have to get up in the middle of the night to relieve yourself.
Yes.
Like anybody needs to know that.
And I don't think I can help you. I can't help you with my pillow. My pillow will not help you with that. But it will help you get a good night's rest. My pillows are made in the USA. They're backed by a 10-year warranty. Get yours today at half price at MyPillow.com. And it's not just the pillows. There's a special deal for two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. But they also have their standard size pillows on special. They have a new mattress that is on special. They have all kinds of things that will help you sleep better. And having a good night's rest enhances your immunity, helps you prevent weight gain, improves your mental health. It prevents diabetes, increases fertility. So you want to have a good night's rest. Those are all the good reasons to have them. Plus, story this week about if you don't get good night's sleep, the problems with Alzheimer's and dementia could creep in. So if you want something to love, love your MyPillow. Look at the testimonials that are at MyPillow.com, and there are hundreds of them. Look at them. You'll be convinced this is the right place to get your pillows. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow. Use the promo code DJV and stop your bad night's rest. Stop tossing around and turning. Get the pillow that's backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. You don't like it, you can send it back. Get your money back or another MyPillow. Nobody else does that. I'm just going to give you a number. It doesn't exist. Sorry about that.
Dial 8.
#8 on your cell phone. Or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's the better way of doing it. You'll be satisfied beyond belief. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
The biggest flooring event of the year is here. Lumber Liquidators 15th Annual April Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale. Now's your chance to get pre-finished hardwood up to 40% off. Water-resistant laminate up to 33% off. Worry-proof your home with waterproof floors as low as 39 cents. Get special clearance deals at your local store while supplies last. Plus, special financing and professional installation. Don't miss it. The 15th Annual April Sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. It's just kind of curious, because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, Michael, the usual cast of characters in terms of people on the list, but I did find, I think Nikki Haley's becoming an interesting character. Do you agree?
I think she's always been an interesting character.
Really? I know who she is and what she's done, but...
People have been following her a long time. That's what she was governor.
She presidential material?
Yeah.
Would she run for president?
Would she?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think she'd be... Do you watch Scandal?
No.
Oh, too bad. Last episode... This past Thursday night, and the season finale was the end of the show, and the we left with a woman being president, who is the wife of the former president, and she reminds me a little of Nikki Haley, the lady who was the president in Scandal. They just kind of
she's not like Hillary.
No, not at all like Hillary.
Because Hillary is the closest thing to the wife of a former president becoming president, although it never happened.
Probably not going to happen either under the circumstances.
No.
Do you think, as long as we're speculating, put your cards on the table, does the daughter of the Clintons, she's going to run for Congress?
Yeah, I think Chelsea has a shot at being a political figure in the decades ahead. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And a believable sort of way for either party. She's hard to not like. I think it's easy not to like one or both of her parents, but she's... hard not to like. I found that to be the case anyway. All right, 21 after the hour, we continue the tribute to two radio talkers as we continue on the Talk Countdown.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now it's 23 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. This week acknowledging some of the hot hits, the important stories, things that people are talking about. And one of the things that has maybe, and I don't think this is too inside, I noticed that you posted on the Michael Harrison interview this week a conversation that you had with Art Bell, which is certainly appropriate. Art passed away this past week. Here he is talking to one of his callers. Art Bell, if you don't know, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't assume people all know who he is, Michael, but why don't you describe the career of Art Bell, and then we'll listen to a bit of his one of his programs.
Art Bell was a journeyman news talk political talk show host who started had a nationally syndicated late night show, and he, on the weekends he did a thing called Dreamland, where he broke away from the news talk and talked about paranormal things, and it became so popular that it led to a show called Coast to Coast AM, which still exists, hosted by George Norrie, and Art Bell became the pioneer, the king of late night paranormal talk radio. Quirky guy. Quit at the height of his career, came back a couple of times, quit again, always quirky reasons. So he's kind of an offbeat character, but he's a pioneer and one of the great broadcasters of the modern era.
Yep. Died in this past year. He had COPD, big smoker, and that took his life. But his voice, I always thought, I loved his voice. Here he is, Art Bell, talking to a caller with so-called classified information.
So classified, hello.
Mr. Bell, can you hear me?
I
have to keep this very brief, so I'll get to the point. I was involved with an organization that hacked into classified NSA servers, top secret.
Seriously?
And NSA monitors Skype, so I have to keep this quick.
I know they do. Okay.
I came across partial documents which contained what appeared to be evidence of the United States government in compliance with extraterrestrials using genetically modified foods. The goal was to experiment with modifying human DNA so extraterrestrials and the human immune systems don't attack each other upon contact. This is to facilitate their crossbreeding agenda.
Oh my God.
These extraterrestrials are trying to stop organic food movement because they want everyone to eat these GMOs. I have to go right now. Goodbye. Have a great show.
Wow.
I'm going to say that's unusual, and we might hear from him again.
That's unusual.
Or we might never hear from him again.
Whoa, but that was so that's what made the show so entertaining. He has guys, or had guys like that, and women coming from who knows what constellation.
Yeah, well, he also had some very, very good cutting-edge science on his show. He was a very bright guy, and in the podcast that we have up at nhinterview.com, you're going to hear some amazing discussion about real science. Real science that is phantasmagorical. In other words, real science has become so far out in terms of things that they're discovering that he doesn't need stuff like that, or he didn't, or wouldn't have needed stuff like
that.
But it was fun. It was fun. It was entertaining. Hugely successful.
And who's to say that guy wasn't telling the truth, or that isn't what's really going on? Now, you listen to enough Art Bell and George as well, although George doesn't quite have the engagement that Art had in it, but he still does a good job with it. And so you listen to enough of that stuff.
Well, George is not as George is very good, but he's not as enigmatic
yes,
a person as Art Bell was.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know? But he still he makes the mark. But this whole thing, in a sense, that the program I do called Your Hidden Power is aimed a little bit at that same audience, although I'm more of a believer in the metaphysical stuff. So if you're interested, yourhiddenpowershow.com is where that podcast appears. But the interview that Michael does with Art Bell is just two great broadcasters having a conversation about what makes art so unique.
Well,
so
I consider this interview to be one of the best I've ever done.
Yep. Michael Harrison's interview at talkers.com or the mhinterview.com. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Darla from Cintas.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We have so much to do. I need fire extinguishers, right?
We'll place them for you and be out for regular inspection.
Great. And what about my new hires?
We'll get them into uniforms and keep them looking sharp.
What about this first aid cabinet?
Fully stocked.
It wasn't this morning.
It is now. And so are the restrooms.
Wow. Cintas really seems to know what we need.
You said it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
At Calitrin, we hold ourselves accountable to ensure that you receive nothing but the best. With every active ingredient in Calitrin, we make sure that it meets our quality standards of being 100% all-natural, but it is also beneficial for you. That way, we're able to give back more than we take. Whether that's helping someone achieve their desired weight and health goals, fighting arthritis, increased levels of energy, or sleeping better at night, we want you to feel the best that you've ever felt. That's why we don't just consider ourselves a weight loss company, but a healthy lifestyle partner for you and millions of others.
Hi, this is Beth, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me lose the weight easily and maintain my weight loss.
Saying yes to Calitrin is saying yes to the healthiest version of yourself.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
After the hour now, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen with the information published in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. For the week of April the 16th to the 20th, we were talking about Art Bell passing away, another great friend of ours, great friend of the business, one of the most accomplished broadcasters, I think, Michael, Whether you, I think you would probably agree. You and he were great friends. He did a lot for me, and he was a very good friend as well. The passing of Ken Dolan, who along with his wife Daria did 30, 40 years on radio, most of them in New York at WOR.
Yeah, they had a 20-year stretch as top stars on WOR in one of its great phases, and they were the pioneers of financial talk. They did it on two levels that made it special. One, they were credible. They never touted stocks. They never did anything that was scandalous, or their credibility was impeccable. And they also were a husband-wife team on the radio that engaged in the kind of banter that made it entertaining for people who weren't even interested in finance. So it was they could have done a gardening show, they could have done a news talk show, and very, very nice people, very successful. They wrote six books. They had television shows during the 90s and early 2000s on CNN, on CNBC. They were a big, big act.
I thought he was a swell guy. A lot of people thought that she was the boss.
She was the straight man, and he was he was the wild card.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's the way they were in life. I would count the Dolans among my personal friends.
Yeah, me too. I've actually been talked to Ken for a year or so, but he was he really understood how, in a very special way, how to attract an audience and keep it. And they were great foils for one another, but they obviously had a closeness. They could, it's like they could do it in their sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon the pun.
Exactly. But they were married well over 40 years. They have a grown daughter. And they were in semi-retirement. They were in retirement as the Dolans, but he never retired. To his dying day, he was fighting lymphoma, had bouts where he was really, really sick, and he continued to work. He had real estate deals going and consulting deals, and he worked from morning till night into his 70s, into his mid-70s, and was one of the most active people, very robust, even though he was fighting a deadly illness, which eventually took him.
Yeah, good guy. So a memory, or two or three, and you write about it. There's a lot of information on it in Talkers at Talkers.com. Ken Dolan of the Dolans. One other personality that we mention almost every week, because he has managed to inveigle himself, whether he was trying to or not, into the public discourse, and not even in the world of political talk discourse. The presence of Sean Hannity, almost bigger than life now. He's into the presidential thing. Every week there's a different reality. And so people, this week continuing, it was number two on the countdown story.
Yeah. Hannity is now a newsmaker. Hannity is a complete and total player in the news. He, you know, when you're a newsmaker, when you're competing media, in terms of your shows, because he has a show on Fox News Channel and he has a show on radio distributed by Premier Networks, when the competition talks about you as a newsmaker and doesn't even care that they're promoting your, you know, image.
Sure. Right.
And, you know, you're a bona fide newsmaker, and Hannity is indeed a bona fide newsmaker. Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And so what is he doing, though, that's different than he's ever done? It's just that the way it's being played, or the news people looking for a new character that they're trying.
No, what he's doing that he's never. What he's doing that's different than what he's done is he's a personal friend to the President of the United States who looks to him for advice.
Yeah.
That's that'll get you on the map. And he is the leading media supporter of Donald Trump and has been right from the day Trump started. It's not one of these Johnny come latelys who hated Trump and then they see, oh my God, all the Republicans are going for him, I'd better start supporting Trump, which is the case with many conservative talk show hosts. They were against him, and then they're for him when they saw which way the parade was going.
Yeah.
Hannity was there from the beginning.
Yep. And I think he was the only one. I was thinking about the Salem stations. I don't get too much.
The Salem guys, some of them turned around. Some they weren't. They weren't all on board.
But they were told
Rush Limbaugh
to be
was
at the end. Well, Limbaugh wasn't at all. I don't think it'd be anything.
Limbaugh was not on board. The Salem generally has a pro-Trump stance, but there are Salem hosts who are critical of Trump, so they're not being told. That's not really true.
Okay.
Joe Walsh, not to be confused with the guy from the Eagles, Joe Walsh, who's a host on Salem, started out as a Trump supporter, and he's now Trump's biggest conservative critic. He despises Trump, and he's a Salem guy. And Michael Medved has always been on the fence.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's some people who have come around to it. I think it makes for less compelling broadcasting if you're predictable, unless you're playing to a crowd and you have a large enough market like Sean does in New York and on his national program so that he can take that position and have a large enough audience to support it. I'm not sure that you can do that all the time with take a staunch position and stick to it and make it work for you in various markets. I'm talking about as a talk host.
Well,
do you agree or disagree with that?
I think to a certain degree you're right, but I think that success ultimately comes from your X factor, from your chemistry, from your engagement, from your personality and your entertainment level, and the originality of your angles. But Hannity has to be taken seriously. He has all of those other qualities, as evidenced by the fact he's been around so long before Trump was even on the scene as a player in presidential politics.
Yeah.
But Hannity being such a big part of the Trump world now makes what he does very compelling.
Yeah. So you have to have a bodyguard like Limbaugh?
Not. I don't want to bring attention to that. I don't want anything happening to Sean. But Sean is far less reclusive than Limbaugh. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. It's one of those things. It's just amazing how. When I think back on him as a kid, when he used to call me, and he was in little town in Georgia, he was just getting started. It was in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then he got to a fairly decent station, then he got to Atlanta, and then he got to New York. He made the steps, he learned the craft, he was interested in what people could do to help him, and he did it in a genuine way, and he never has forgotten the people that helped him as he came along.
I used to drive him to kindergarten when...
Really?
When he,
oh, okay. Now he's pulling out a leg. Nice going, Michael. See? I almost, for a second, Ray's the right age.
Thank you for thinking there was some mathematical inconsistency in that
there
particular line of foolery.
Right. Yeah, right. All right. We all like to know them when. It's 43 after the hour. I'm going to help you feel better, be better. The folks, the phenomenon of Get the Tea, going to the website getthetea.com. This is a very unique blend, all from natural ingredients. The formula in this tea will help you if you have constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, bloating, gas, any kind of belching. It doesn't sound too cool to talk about it on the air, but we know you all have a problem with that from time to time. Many of us do. I don't mind admitting I have those problems. I wouldn't tell you Michael does, but I do. And so these teas have helped me remove this product, cleansing chemicals inside and the chemicals that are natural. It's not like you're going to Monsanto and drinking some of their stuff. This is something that's aimed to combat what Monsanto does, their GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, the processing that is done for foods that depletes their nutrition. This is a nutritional cleansing proprietary herbal formula that will gently do what you need to do to get rid of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria, just by drinking a cup of tea. Easy to blend, easy to come up with a... Yeah, I've got a gallon of it that I made and put it in the refrigerator. Have a cup or two every day. Make sure to visit their website, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use discount code DJV, and they will ship your Get the Tea to you free. Get ready for more energy. Energy. And health. This is not available in any store anywhere. The only way you can get this tea to cleanse your body is at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A new study suggests that some TV ads that many people consider annoying are actually more than just irritating. They're potentially deadly. Here's the story. In 2016, Americans were exposed to 1.2 million television ads by mass tort lawyers who were seeking plaintiffs for their lawsuits. According to the research paper, some of those ads had the effect of scaring patients so much that they decided to stop taking their medications, and 6 people died. The situation is so serious that the American Medical Association believes these types of ads should now carry special warnings. The concern is that the commercials frighten people by emphasizing side effects and ignoring the medical benefits. Let's be fair, the Food and Drug Administration could hold the answer to this problem. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce points out that the FDA already regulates which medicine gets to market and that it could regulate advertising, too. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was surprised at myself how much energy I had. And, you know, I'm doing 2 jobs, running around like a maniac, and I was able to handle it. Really, I'm like, wow, this stuff is really good. So, you know, more than anything else, it's it just gave me the extra energy and the well-being, feeling of well-being that I don't think I would have without it.
Well, I take it every day, and I feel great. And my wife looks at me and says, how come you never get sick? And I do. It's because I take the fruits and veggies.
I just feel a lot better. My life has turned around. Everything is working for me.
It just helps me feel good. I just think the products are wonderful, and I take them every day. I just like it. It works.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
All right, let's get to a couple of final items here as we continue to go through helping you understand what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, longtime editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. As a matter of fact, it was his idea. It's become the Bible of the talk radio industry when it comes to the news and interviews. And again, the focus on Art Bell, who is at the cornerstone of the Michael Harrison interview this week. The Bell, this was something you did a couple of years ago, I think, right? Earlier on when you were doing these?
But it was the last really extensive interview he ever did. And it shows him in a completely scientific light. There's no nonsense in it. And I really press about quantum physics and the cutting edge of science.
Well, you like this sort of thing yourself. You've become very interested in it.
I love science. I love science and philosophy. Not a big fan of silliness, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a debunker. But I do love science and philosophy. And when you bring science and philosophy to the fore today in 2018, mm-hmm. it's crazier than science fiction. It's amazing what's going on, what they're discovering.
It's hard to get, there's no clear line there.
It's blurry. Anymore.
Yeah, very blurry. And I think that's why I have on this thing that I do, the Your Hidden Power show, it really is aimed at metaphysics and thinking about how you can use your mind to help yourself. Which is part of it, and sort of an edge. And when you and I have our own conversations about this off the air, you do take that because you're more of an intellectual than I am. I've never claimed to be. I don't think I'm dumb, but I have interests that don't necessarily go. I'm a sideways guy when it comes to all of this.
I like professional wrestling and stock car racing as well. I mean, I'm all over the place. I'm a pop culture freak,
I love movies. I don't give a damn about wet wrestling unless it's Ronda Rousey. I don't mind watching her wrestle around, but other than that. But there, and some of the music of today, the kids on my DJB show tease me about what I don't know regarding music. You have to cover, because part of what you do at Talkers is to bring
music,
fore there. So, anyway.
Well, it's good to be a well-rounded individual if you're going to play in the media, because all of these things overlap, you know, and pop culture runs from real heady stuff to fun, silly stuff, and it's good to know it all.
Yep, it really is. All right, so the Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com or at talkers.com, where you'll find all the information about what we've been talking about this week. The stories are listed there. People are listed there. You get some data on what's going on with these radio stations, sports talk, music talk, all there for your listening and dancing pleasure at talkers.com. 10 minutes before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, joined by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, and one of the country's leading experts when it comes to scams. I had it in my mind that I wanted to, came across two or three different scams this week that I want to spend time with you on, but I also want to dig into a couple of controversies here legally. Michael Harrison and I were talking during the body of the countdown about Sean Hannity and Mr. Cohen, his lawyer. Yeah. And I know that you and Michael had a conversation about attorney-client privilege. How has that been bombastically bemoobled, if that's a word, this week? Why was any of this made public?
What has been bombastically done is nothing to it. They, unfortunately, you know, the president railing against attorney-client privilege doesn't understand attorney-client privilege. The issue that came up in the courtroom regarding Cohen's legal doings was that he had three clients. The names of his clients were not protected by attorney-client privilege, and it came out that it was Sean Hannity. No one was asking in the court in regard to what happened there. Cohen is being investigated. What happened was Mueller found information that apparently related to, as they said in the referral to the New York attorneys, issues regarding his business dealings. It didn't relate to Mueller's investigation, so he turned it over to the appropriate authority. They had every reason, and it was checked out as far as doing the search warrant, getting the materials, and then a special group in the Justice Department, and I think the judge is even going to appoint a special master, will go through that material, and if there is anything that is part of attorney-client privilege, that will not be turned over to the Justice Department prosecutors. So really there was nothing invasive of attorney-client privilege. Frankly, the only thing that was of note was that Sean Hannity broke journalistic ethics, for which there's no kind of penalty, in making repeated statements without disclosing his connection. And Hannity's a bit of a hypocrite, because he made these kinds of criticisms of George Stephanopoulos for not announcing his relationship to the Clinton Foundation, and Hannity was absolutely correct when he criticized Stephanopoulos about this a few years ago. But good for the goose is good for the gander. You know, Hannity did violate ethics here, but that's all it is.
That's all it is. All right. Other legal story this week, the Southwest airplane that had to emergency land in Philadelphia, one of the fan blades broke and destroyed the engine. And in that event, a lady was almost sucked completely out of the plane. She was killed instantly, even though a lot of people tried to think. I mean, her neck was broken, and her upper body. I mean, there was no way she was going to live. So now the woman sitting next to her is suing Southwest, and a number of people on the plane have been contacted by an aviation specialist in law. The law, I don't know, there's nothing special, but this guy is a specialist in suing airlines, and so. He's getting calling everybody up. So what's going to happen with this?
Well, you know, accidents do happen, and we're aware of that. But what I've seen, if the reports that I've seen are accurate, is that the engine manufacturer had notified the airlines, including Southwest, that this particular engine needed inspection quite often, more often than what Southwest had apparently done, to look for the kind of minor defects that you really have to look very carefully for that can have this kind of a catastrophic effect. So if indeed Southwest did not act responsibly in this fashion, yes, they're going to have a lot of liability. If just an accident and they had done proper inspections, they're okay. But I get some concerns here.
This doesn't put this airline out of business by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But it'll give people cause to wonder, do I need to ride with somebody else? And, you know, you get down to the point of, do I have to inspect the plane myself? How do I know I'm safe? There hasn't been an accident.
It certainly is going to have an effect.
Yeah, but there hasn't been an accident in any airline. Interesting, the day after that, a plane from LaGuardia to Atlanta, a Delta plane, took off from LaGuardia and the wheel fell off. So, you know, what does that say about their maintenance? Why is there a wheel falling off of a plane when it takes off? You know, all those things are worthy of consideration. As are you, sir. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen on the...
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.